It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yes, indeed. It is another day in paradise, my friends. 6:08, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. So much to talk about. Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Kamala, top story, she already has what she needs, the delegates in the bag. Now, these delegates can change their votes at the convention. It's rare, but they do have the ability to do that, to vote their conscience, I think is how it's termed. And the way things are looking for Kamala, both from polls and from major donors, they very well could just want to wipe the slate, no Kamala, obviously no Joe, and start from scratch. All right, so those are some of the, that's one of the things that we'll be talking about today. Also, Joe Biden, I fear that he is really going downhill very, very quickly. Yeah. Although reports are saying he's going to come back to the White House. I mean, he has been out. Haven't seen or heard from him with one exception. In fact, he sent this. Was he speaking to Kamala when he said this? Is that who he was?
I'm not sure which part, because he did. He was part of the meeting on the phone that she was a part of. And so, yeah.
There's a question about his signature. They never did his, stepping aside for the candidacy, in a really what looked like a really official way. His signature, White House, on their paper. With the letterhead and all that. So there was a little controversy about that, but yet
He's alive.
I know it's hard because you poured your heart and soul into me. So help us win this thing. Help me get this nomination. Yeah. Help me win the nomination. And then go on to win the presidency.
Yeah, what was that office I've got? What am I? I'm the president, yes.
Yeah, he's it's obvious he is struggling. And and he said, but he made this claim.
I won't be on the ticket, but I'm still going to be fully, fully engaged. I've got 6 months left in my presidency. I'm determined to get as much done as I possibly can, both foreign policy and domestic policy.
I'm telling you, you can hear it.
Oh, yeah.
He's really pushing it to get that out. The human side of me feels bad for him as a person.
Except that he's been a jerk all his life.
Well,
that's what gets me around it, because I see how he has treated people. He's a jerk. So that makes me not feel quite so sorry. Yeah. My compassionate side gets tempered because of who he has been his whole life.
Right.
You don't sound convinced. I get it. I really do get it. But it's like, if he had been a kind gentleman to a lot of people, that just because they didn't agree with him.
Just mad because when you had the chance, you didn't have any hair for him to sniff. And so now you're upset.
Wouldn't mind some ice cream, though.
Yeah. that is interesting. Where did I see that?
The meme?
What kind of leverage? No. For real, what kind of leverage?
Oh, yeah.
What did he get? What did his family get? You knew there was a price for him to step aside. He's played that game for so long.
Sure.
And he's very stubborn, and he wasn't going to go willingly. So they must have. I'm sure they gave him something. It'll be interesting to see if we can kind of find out what is.
And you go from I'm not leaving to 12 hours later, I'm out of here. I mean, really?
You know, there'll be a rushed book with like a ghostwriter that'll come out, and Joe had probably had a minute and a half of input on it. It'll be one of those deals, but he'll get paid a lot of money for it.
But if it takes too much longer, he may need a ghostwriter.
Ooh,
just saying.
Kamala Harris told migrants, "Do not come to the U.S."
I remember that.
But 8 million showed up anyway.
Maybe she's not the most influential.
The border czar. What is it? The Peter principle, where you get promoted upward even though you don't necessarily have the capacity for that? Yeah. Yeah. So you're terrible at being a border czar. Hey, she was terrible at being a border czar, but president?
Uh-huh.
She might. That's just my work. Said nobody ever. So there's that. Back to Joe. So he's canceled a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Canceled nearly 10 trips after he announced he was withdrawing from the presidential race. Source told New York Post, he canceled 9 upcoming trips. Things started to be canceled when he announced he wasn't seeking re-election. And Biden was recently diagnosed with COVID-19, had been self-isolating in Rehoboth, Delaware. And it's like a flu after you get it a bunch of times. It's just a flu, a cold. But, if you're 81 and maybe you've got other comorbidities, other health issues, whatever, it's going to take a lot out of you. The source explained the outlet that Biden was supposed to leave from Delaware on Monday, make trips to California, Denver, Colorado, Houston, Austin, Texas. Biden reportedly decided to remain in Delaware until Wednesday. Dr. Kevin O'Connor, Biden's physician, released a letter on Monday stating that Biden had completed his 10th dose of Paxlovid and that his symptoms have almost resolved completely. All right. His symptoms, look at pulse, blood pressure, respiratory rate, and temperature remain absolutely normal. His oxygen saturation continues to be excellent. All right. His lungs remain clear. The president continues to perform all of his presidential duties. Really? All of them? Okay.
Which would include...
What?
Yeah, that's my question. What's he actually do these days? That's part of his presidential duties.
Not a lot. Not a lot.
You can't.
Well, guess what? I mean, they left Bibi Netanyahu, prime minister of Israel, sitting on the tarmac. Hello? Anybody? Hey, is anybody coming to get me? Should I call an Uber? Yeah.
That's rude.
Yeah, you'd get an Uber.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. He landed in the U.S. yesterday, and President Joe Biden, he's not feeling good. He doesn't want to give the prime minister COVID, right?
So maybe that would be the vice president's job, right?
That's what I would think, but apparently she was absent as well.
So I wonder who did go.
In a video that the Israeli embassy to the U.S. posted, Netanyahu is seen walking down the steps of an airplane, shaking hands with several people waiting at the bottom. Biden's absence comes as he tested positive for COVID-19. His doctor said he's fine now. But Anthony Blinken, he wasn't there either. Wow. No Secretary of State, no VP, no President. This is a head of state, supposed to be one of our strongest allies.
Well, and even he still says, no matter who's the president, we're still your strongest ally in the Middle East. Doesn't feel like it's working both ways, does it?
Yeah.
No. It does not.
It doesn't seem like they're giving him very nice treatment.
No.
That's kind of like how Obama treated him.
Yes.
6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We have plenty on our plate. Prosecutor, meet felon. While MSNBC getting cutesy, we've got that and a whole lot more on the way. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. In thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Pump it up, crank it up, let's do it. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:22, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, Kamala has the delegates for the nomination. Doesn't mean she's going to get it. I was watching Jesse Waters last night, and it was Laura, and John Morgan was on with her.
Yep.
And he said, yeah, it's like a horse race, you know? I'm not going to bet on a horse I don't think's going to run.
What's he calling her?
A horse face.
Oh.
No, okay. He was comparing it to a horse race.
Oh, a race.
Race.
I totally misunderstood what you said.
Yeah, I slipped too.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, but what is the big money going to do? And does this mean that Kamala's in, top of the ticket, done deal? No.
She's raised $100 million since the weekend, apparently, they say.
She didn't raise it. They changed the name on the account.
Details.
Yeah, well, the Federal Election Commission said it's a pretty big detail.
Yeah.
But here's the problem. They don't have injunction abilities. They can't say, you're breaking the rules. It doesn't work that way. It would be an after-the-fact thing. So, just like the Democrats love... the end justifies the means. They don't care what rules they break. They don't want to lose. They don't want Trump in there. They'll do whatever it is. They don't care if it's illegal. They'll break every election law there is. Because at the end of the day, they want power. And so what are they going to do? They'll fine them. Big deal. They don't care. At that point, right. They don't care.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, that's what's going on there. But she's not in. She's not a shoo-in. This is not a done deal, which, of course, makes it kind of interesting. Then there's Francis Biden.
Francis.
Yeah, that's when if your parents name you Francis, and they call you Francis, it's only when you're in trouble. It's not good.
No.
Otherwise, it's Frankie. Hey, Frankie. So, do you know who Frank Biden is? Do you know who he is? You know who James Biden is.
We hear about James because he's the other one that's supposedly part of the family business.
I think Frank must keep kind of a low profile, or at least he did up until very recently. Here's Frank's gig. Okay.
All right.
He works for Bergman Law Group in Boca Raton.
Huh.
But he's a non-attorney. He is a non-attorney. That's an advisor.
Yes.
To Bergman Law Group in Boca Raton.
So, this explains a lot. This is where Hunter, through osmosis from his uncle, gets knowledge about an industry of which he knows nothing about and gets to be on a board.
Yes, it could be like that. It could be. And the only reason I bring up Frankie, there was always that missing name they were looking for in a lot of the stuff when they were trying to do the money trail.
Oh.
And so I'm just speculating on that, if that was if it was him or one of his... extended family members.
Huh.
But he said something recently. It was picked up, and then you didn't hear much about it. But I found a piece from the Daily Mail out of the UK. President Joe Biden's youngest brother said Sunday that he believed the 81-year-old was bowing out of the race due to health concerns. Frank Biden made comments on both CBS and ABC News, telling CBS, in my humble opinion, absolutely the president's health was part of Biden's decision to announce that he wouldn't run for re-election, endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris in the process.
Okay.
Selfishly, I will have him back to enjoy whatever time we has left. That's what the verbiage says here. We has left.
Well, that's the goodest way he could do it.
I think he wanted to be, we have left, or he has left.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there was a slip or it was if I say he has left, it sounds like he doesn't have a lot of time left.
After you didn't hear from him for a couple of days, people were beginning to wonder.
It does lead to speculation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he also told ABC News that the decision boils down to Biden's overall health and vitality, but also beating this genuine threat to our nation in the form of Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah.
But a Biden family source poured very hot water on Frank's claims. Frank Biden suffers from alcoholism and hasn't spoken to his brother in weeks.
Okay.
That's what a source told ABC News. And he also said what he said is completely untrue. Wow. Biden has also said to have not made his decision based on his health or age, despite showing signs of cognitive decline.
Then what would it be on? If it's not your health,
I don't know.
If you're coming up with a story.
But that Frank Biden just coming out of nowhere has caused tension with the rest of the family for using the president's name when discussing his business.
I thought that's what Biden's did.
Well, Frank must have been on the outs. He was on the outs.
Okay.
Look, here's how it works in the Biden family.
Okay.
Some crack, some hookers, we can look past that.
Yeah.
But alcohol,
apparently
that's a no-go, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
And you don't use the president's name unless you have got approval to do business in the president's name.
Well, because the big guy gets his cut, right?
Yep.
10%.
Right off the top.
Inauguration Day, Frank touted his relationship with a new White House occupant in an advertisement for the law firm in which he's an advisor.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tacky, anyone?
It is 6:23. You're tuned to the Bob. 6:23. I'm sorry. Let's call it 6:28. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Maxine Waters. She's got some stupid, funny stuff to say. And we need to lighten it up, right? She makes everybody else feel smart. That's why I liked it. Coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Happy, happy Trash Talking Tuesday, my friends. Thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 6:37. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. Morning, Greg. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
What's happening?
Thanks, rerun.
But would that make you Raj?
Yeah, that'd be making
you. What's happening, Raj?
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry about that. All right, back to the shoe.
Yeah.
We have a really good shoe lined up for you.
Yep.
Let's get this one out of the way. Maxine Waters.
Oh,
this
boy.
Is going to be easy.
Yeah.
Okay, she was on MSNBC.
Can I interrupt you? She said something stupid, right?
Well.
She usually does.
Yeah. I mean,
is this less stupid than usual? We'll be the judge of that. Go ahead.
Just let me lay it on you.
Okay.
I'm not going to go through all the. Look. She said Kamala Harris is smarter than Trump.
Okay, that's stupid. I mean, come on. He's done okay for himself. I think he had to be a pretty smart guy to do what he's done in life.
I mean, okay, Kamala has that stupid cackle. I don't know what she's actually accomplished as VP, but the VP position is kind of a setup in many ways because there's not necessarily a lot of duties attached to it that you're going to get known for. But the exception was when they made her the border czar.
Yeah.
I mean that was real. And then asking, so you're the border czar now, and this was years ago. They said, when are you going to go to the border?
Not today. But I have before, and I'm sure I will again.
Which was a lie.
And she eventually went, not where there was any real crisis going on.
Texas, just being Texas. Yeah, that doesn't really count.
Yeah. But anyway, so she doesn't have a success. But she passed the bar. I mean, she was a, prosecuting attorney. Wasn't she the DA?
I think a lot of people can take tests well.
Yeah.
And she's probably been tested a lot of times in her life.
Well, and I necessarily wasn't going to go here, but I will. We've made references in the past about Kamala and Willie Brown.
Yes.
And there are some people who were not familiar
with
that story.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you a real quick fill-in. I found this because I was looking at another article from the Daily Mail out of the UK.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll put stuff and print stuff that American media, won't.
Yeah, they're protective sometimes.
Yes. Look... Scandal behind the cackle.
I love that already.
As Kamala's former lover, who's 31 years her senior, demands Biden make her president now. All the sordid secrets America's mama-la hopes you've forgotten. Remember that one? Okay, so let's do it real quick. Former San Francisco mayor and notorious playboy Willie Brown, who's now 90.
Wow.
31 years, Harris Sr., dated her in the 1990s, summoned local reporters for an impromptu news conference on Sunday. I didn't hear anything about it. Did you?
No, I did not hear this.
Well, there's a lot going on. But speaking outside John's Grill, where he holds court with the city's political elite, just moments after President Joe Biden's surprise announcement that he suspended his campaign, Brown told journalists that the president shouldn't just cede the Democratic nomination to Kamala, but he should make her commander-in-chief immediately. Her chances go up if Biden would at this moment say, not only am I no longer the candidate, I'm no longer the president, she is. Sounding more like a doting teacher than a past lover, he heaped praise on Harris, telling the San Francisco Chronicle, in all the jobs she's had, she's always been outstanding.
Oh, I'm sure.
In all the jobs she's had.
Yeah.
It's a sharp change of tune from Brown, who had advised Harris in 2020 to turn down the invitation to be the running mate, telling her the second seat was a dead end. But his about-face is in line with a general shift that's now underway in the Democratic Party, as left-wing political operators and a sympathetic media desperately rush to rehabilitate Harris's image in the hope that she can take on and beat former President Donald Trump. In April, talk show host Drew Barrymore heaped praise on the vice president, christening her mama-la, and saying, I've been thinking that we all need a tremendous hug in the world right now, but in our country, we need you to be the mama-la of the country.
I about gagged when I heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally. Yeah.
The big question now is, if Democrats can paint Harris, who has a dismal favorability rating to match Biden's around 39%, as competent, inspiring, and a principled leader, good luck. A closer look. A closer look at her career, dogged by allegations of hypocrisy and dishonesty, suggests that such a rebrand may be an insurmountable task. 1994, Harris was a 29-year-old rising star in the Alameda County District Attorney's Office when she struck up a relationship with Brown, the then 60-year-old Speaker of the State Assembly and one of the most powerful men in California. Brown, who was once dubbed the real Slick Willie by former president and serial philanderer Bill Clinton.
That's hilarious.
Was still legally married to his wife, Blanche, at the time, but they were separated years prior.
Yeah.
He was notorious for his love of sports cars, flashy designer suits, and being named one of the world's 10 sexiest men by Playgirl magazine in 1984.
Wow.
He'll go to a party with his wife on one arm and his girlfriend on the other, James Richardson, a reporter for the Sacramento Bee, told People magazine in 1996. Kamala has strenuously denied that her relationship with Brown, which ended in 1995 before he was elected mayor of San Francisco, was a defining step in her political career. She denies that.
Okay.
Denies that. Mm-hmm. In 2003, she described the romance as an albatross hanging around my neck.
Wow, that's not very nice to your old boyfriend.
Yeah, but Brown hasn't been much help in Harris dispelling any of these dirty rumors. In an embarrassing 2019 op-ed for the San Francisco Chronicle, he proudly proclaimed, sure, I dated Kamala Harris, so what?
I remember that.
Most damning, he also conceded in the article that he certainly helped her with her first race for district attorney in San Francisco. After winning a 2003 DA campaign, I'm glad this the privacy thing came up and cut me off. Anyway, Willie Brown holds this press conference on Sunday. I don't hear anything about it.
No.
And he's, I guess, in his own way trying to help her.
Yeah.
Or is he maybe in some ways trying to stay relevant?
He is the tag along now.
Yeah.
She was back then. Now it's time.
He likes attention. At 90, you probably don't get that much.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Interesting. But anyway, there's a little background as to the whole Willie Brown thing when we make reference to it.
Now you know.
Yeah. She claims he didn't help her career. He claims he did. Okay.
I would say he probably did. Just association doesn't hurt.
It's possible.
Sometimes.
6:45. Oh, but remember what Maxine said.
Yeah.
She's smarter than Trump.
Yeah.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. And it is a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Plenty more on the way. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Welcome. It is 6:50. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. I mentioned it's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. It's alive! It's alive! Is this Joe Biden's voice or not? You know how AI... Happy, happy Trash Talking Tuesday, my friends. Thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 6:37. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. Morning, Greg. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
What's happening?
Thanks, rerun.
But that would that make you Raj?
Yeah, that'd be me. What's happening, Raj? Yeah, that's right.
Sorry about that. All right, sorry. Back to the shoe.
Yeah.
We have a really good shoe lined up for you.
Yep.
Let's get this one out of the way. Maxine Waters.
Oh,
this
boy.
Is going to be easy.
Yeah.
Okay, she was on MSNBC.
Oh, can I interrupt you? She said something stupid, right?
Well.
She usually does.
Yeah. I mean,
is this less stupid than usual? We'll be the judge of that. Go ahead.
Just let me lay it on you.
Okay.
I'm not going to go through all the, look. She said Kamala Harris is smarter than Trump.
Okay, that's stupid. I mean, come on. He's done okay for himself. I think he had to be a pretty smart guy to do what he's done in life.
I mean, okay, Kamala has that stupid cackle. I don't know what she's actually accomplished as VP, but the VP position is kind of a setup in many ways because there's not necessarily a lot of duties attached to it that you're going to get known for. But the exception was when they made her the border czar.
Yeah.
I mean that was real. And then asking, you know, what, so you're the border czar now, and this was years ago. They said, when are you going to go to the border?
Not today. But I have before, and I'm sure I will again.
Which
yeah,
was a lie.
Yeah. And she eventually went, not where there was any real crisis going on.
Texas, just
she went to
Texas,
El Paso.
Yeah, that doesn't really count.
Yeah. But anyway, so she doesn't have a success, but she passed the bar. I mean, she was a, you know, prosecuting attorney, wasn't she? DA.
I think a lot of people can take tests well.
Yeah,
and she's probably been tested a lot of times in her life.
Well, and I necessarily wasn't going to go here, but I will. We've made references in the past about Kamala and Willie Brown.
Yes,
and there are some people who were not familiar with that story.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you a real quick fill-in. Found this because I was looking at another article from the Daily Mail out of the UK.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll put stuff and print stuff that American media, you know, won't.
Yeah, they're protective sometimes.
Yes. Yeah. Look, scandal behind the cackle.
I love that already.
As Kamala's former lover, who's 31 years her senior, demands Biden make her president now. All the sordid secrets America's mama-la hopes you've forgotten. Remember that one? Okay, so let's do it real quick. Former San Francisco mayor and notorious playboy Willie Brown, who's now 90.
Wow.
31 years, Harris Sr., dated her in the 1990s, summoned local reporters for an impromptu news conference on Sunday. I didn't hear anything about it. Did you?
No, I did not hear this.
Well, there's a lot going on. But speaking outside John's Grill, where he holds court with the city's political elite, just moments after President Joe Biden's surprise announcement that he suspended his campaign, Brown told journalists that the president shouldn't just cede the Democratic nomination to Kamala, but he should make her commander-in-chief immediately. Her chances go up if Biden would at this moment say, not only am I no longer the candidate, I'm no longer the president, she is. Sounding more like a doting teacher than a past lover, he heaped praise on Harris, telling the San Francisco Chronicle, in all the jobs she's had, she's always been outstanding.
Oh, I'm sure.
In all the jobs she's had.
Yeah.
It's a sharp change of tune from Brown, who had advised Harris in 2020 to turn down the invitation to be the running mate, telling her the second seat was a dead end. but his about-face is in line with a general shift that's now underway in the Democratic Party, as left-wing political operators and a sympathetic media desperately rush to rehabilitate Harris's image in the hope that she can take on and beat former President Donald Trump. In April, talk show host Drew Barrymore heaped praise on the vice president, christening her Mama-la, and saying, I've been thinking that we all need a tremendous hug in the world right now, but in our country, we need you to be the Mama-la of the country.
I about gagged when I heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally. Yeah.
The big question now is, if Democrats can paint Harris, who has a dismal favorability rating to match Biden's around 39%, as competent, inspiring, and a principled leader. Good luck. A closer look at her career, dogged by allegations of hypocrisy and dishonesty, suggests that such a rebrand may be an insurmountable task. 1994, Harris was a 29-year-old rising star in the Alameda County District Attorney's Office when she struck up a relationship with Brown, the then 60-year-old Speaker of the State Assembly and one of the most powerful men in California. Brown, who was once dubbed the real Slick Willie by former president and serial philanderer Bill Clinton.
That's hilarious.
Was still legally married to his wife, Blanche, at the time, but they were separated years prior.
Yeah.
He was notorious for his love of sports cars, flashy designer suits, and being named one of the world's 10 sexiest men by Playgirl magazine in 1984.
Wow.
He'll go to a party with his wife on one arm and his girlfriend on the other. James Richardson, a reporter for the Sacramento Bee, told People magazine in 1996, Kamala has strenuously denied that her relationship with Brown, which ended in 1995 before he was elected mayor of San Francisco, was a defining step in her political career. She denies that.
Okay.
Denies that. Mm-hmm. In 2003, she described the romance as an albatross hanging around my neck.
Wow, that's not very nice to your old boyfriend.
Yeah, but Brown hasn't been much help in Harris dispelling any of these dirty rumors. In an embarrassing 2019 op-ed for the San Francisco Chronicle, he proudly proclaimed, sure, I dated Kamala Harris, so what?
I remember that.
Most damning, he also conceded in the article that he certainly helped her with her first race for district attorney in San Francisco. After winning a 2003 DA campaign, I'm glad this the privacy thing came up and cut me off. Anyway, Willie Brown holds this press conference on Sunday. Anything about it.
No.
And he's, I guess, in his own way trying to help her.
Yeah.
Or is he maybe in some ways trying to stay relevant?
He's the tag along now.
Yeah.
She was back then. Now it's time.
He likes attention. At 90, you probably don't get that much.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Interesting. But anyway, there's a little background as to the whole Willie Brown thing when we make reference to it.
Now you know.
Yeah. She claims he didn't help her career. He claims he did. Okay.
I would say he probably did. Just association doesn't hurt.
It's possible.
Sometimes.
6:45. Oh, but remember what Maxine said.
Yeah.
She's smarter than Trump.
Yeah.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. And it is a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Plenty more on the way. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Welcome. It is 6:50. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. I mentioned it's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. It's alive! It's alive! Is this Joe Biden's voice or not? You know how AI can duplicate things, and he's got COVID, so it's not like you'd have to be dead on. And I'm not trying to start a conspiracy thing, but I did see a piece that said Biden's surprise phone call to former campaign staff is labeled fake after critics spot some suspicious details. Now, maybe that's clickbait, but this is what he supposedly said to Kamala.
I know it's hard because you poured your heart and soul into me. So help us win this thing. Help me get this nomination. Help me win the nomination and then go on to win the presidency.
Can AI duplicate that kind of sound where he's having trouble enunciating? And
it's not that stupid.
No, well, I mean, I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
All right. Let's But this is good news. I mean, for Joe and his family, at least.
I won't be on the ticket, but I'm still going to be fully, fully engaged. I've got 6 months left in my presidency. I'm determined to get as much done as I possibly can, both foreign policy and domestic policy.
You know who that clip sounds like if it had more energy? Ric Flair.
Really?
Rick's gotten that little lisp thing going on as he's gotten older.
Okay.
Yeah, that's who I thought of when we first played it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting, but it sounds like he's got high hopes. I mean,
yes,
I'm going to be on the trail. I've got some foreign policy things.
Yeah, busy guy.
Wait a second.
What?
Is it take care of some foreign policy issues? Meeting Benjamin Netanyahu at the airport might have been a good foreign policy move, but he didn't.
Yeah.
And Kamala didn't. She was busy.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm sure Antony Blinken wasn't there either.
Okay.
No.
Do we even know anybody who was there picking him up? I mean, was it an Uber driver or something in a black car?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody from the office.
Somebody
from the office.
The TV show or the White House? I mean,
definitely from the White House.
Okay.
Nobody famous.
All right.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing. A world leader, your biggest ally in the Middle East, and one of the top folks does not go pick him up?
Yep.
That's sad.
Let's see if we have it here. Well, his visit comes ahead of a speech before Congress that'll take place tomorrow. Now, in June, Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries and all that, House Speaker Mike Johnson released a letter inviting Netanyahu to speak before a joint meeting of members of the United States House and Senate. So he's here on our invite, but nobody was there really to pick him up. Biden, no show, got the COVID. I don't know why Kamala couldn't make it.
Yeah, yeah. You'd think she'd have some free time. She's not the president or nothing.
And you'd think for sure, well, how about the Secretary of State? I mean, that's high enough level to show some level of respect, right? Hey, I'm sorry, the president's sick, couldn't be here.
And a lot of times
Kamala's
that's who
tied
would,
up.
Yeah, that's,
but even he wasn't there?
That's bad.
Yeah, it is. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Aaron, what do you think?
Hey, Bob, good morning. I just wanted to go back to the AI-generated voice. AI can generate voices. Actually, if you go on like YouTube or anything that research AI-generated commercials, you'll be shocked with what you find, what you can generate that with. So I'm kind of surprised that Joe didn't do like a speech when he dropped out to alert the American people, but that's kind of awkward.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of question that as well.
Yeah, it is interesting. He definitely didn't do what would typically be done.
No.
And most of that would be either a press conference or even a videotape. If he videotaped it to make sure that, you know, it was nice and concise and had to edit it together, okay, whatever. But put that out. But he put something out, and it wasn't even on White House stationery.
It was like on his personal stationery.
The signature has been questioned. It had an underline, and apparently he doesn't underline his signature.
I actually watched a couple of things on that. One that's a body language and writing expert that I watch on a pretty regular basis. And
you have an exciting life.
Well, I do. Well, it's something that interests me. And he dug out like over the years, even showing like in a 10, 15-year span, Biden's signature did not change very much at all. Very slightly. And the same features were there each time that weren't in this one, even comparing it to one from just a few months ago.
Wow. And you just saw that,
yesterday.
YouTube thing?
Yeah.
And again, can we follow all these, little trails and rabbit holes and follow all those all the time? No, but when you add it all together, like the signature doesn't look great. It wasn't on White House stationery. He didn't do anything via video.
It's odd.
Yes, it is very odd.
Now, there are people there. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, there are presidents whose secretaries have had authorization. They can sign their signature. Things have been like that in the past. So it's not unusual.
It's unusual when it is
dead.
When it's of that magnitude, you're saying that who was the front runner and the incumbent is not going to run. I mean, I was too young to the brouhaha when LBJ said he wasn't going to run again.
Right.
I was just too young to digest that. But apparently this It's a big deal.
This isn't signing a note to some kid or something like that, right?
Right, right. Yeah, you're not sending a note, even if it was like, you know, to somebody in Congress or Senate, mm-hmm. hey, the president would like to see you or like to commend you or something, a quick note.
Right.
But no, that was the announcement that he's going to step aside. It does. It causes for speculation. And, of course, that void has to be filled with stuff. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the void's filled with the truth, and sometimes it's filled with you know, storyland. All right, so you got that going on. Apparently, Nancy Pelosi had a little talk with him and may have helped to ease the transition.
Joe, I got to talk to you. You know, you've been good for the party. You've been very good, Joe. You did your part. You did your role. I'm here to give you a special kiss.
Thanks, Nancy. You got lipstick all over my chin there. Listen, we can do this the easy way. Or we can do this the hard way. Oh. Feels like, is the easy way, does it include ice cream? When she answered in the affirmative, the deal was done. It is 6:57. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Welcome. It is 6:50. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. I mentioned it's a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. It's alive! It's alive! Is this Joe Biden's voice or not? You know how AI can duplicate things, and he's got COVID, so it's not like you'd have to be dead on. And I'm not trying to start a conspiracy thing, but I did see a piece that said Biden's surprise phone call to former campaign staff is labeled fake after critics spot some suspicious details. Now, maybe that's clickbait, but this is what he supposedly said to Kamala.
I know it's hard because you poured your heart and soul into me. Say, help us win this thing. Help me get this nomination. Help me win the nomination. And then go on to win the presidency.
Can AI duplicate that kind of sound where he's having trouble enunciating? And
it's not that stupid.
No, well, I mean, I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
All right, let's... But this is good news. I mean, for Joe and his family, at least.
I won't be on the ticket, but I'm still going to be fully, fully engaged. I've got 6 months left in my presidency. I'm determined to get as much done as I possibly can, both foreign policy and domestic policy.
You know who that clip sounds like if it had more energy? Ric Flair.
Really?
Rick's gotten that little lisp thing going on as he's gotten older.
Okay.
Yeah, that's who I thought of when we first played it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting, but it sounds like he's got high hopes. I mean,
yes,
I'm going to be
does.
On the trail. I've got some foreign policy things.
Yeah, busy guy.
Wait a second.
What?
You're going to take care of some foreign policy issues? Meeting Benjamin Netanyahu at the airport might have been a good foreign policy move, but he didn't.
Yeah.
And Kamala didn't. She was busy.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm sure Antony Blinken wasn't there either.
Okay.
No.
Do we even know anybody who was there picking him up? I mean, was it an Uber driver or something in a black car?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's somebody from the office.
Somebody. Wow.
Somebody from the office.
The TV show or the White House? I mean,
Definitely from the White House.
Okay.
Nobody famous.
All right.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing. A world leader, your biggest ally in the Middle East, and one of the top folks does not go pick him up?
Yep.
That's sad.
Let's see if we have it here. Well, his visit comes ahead of a speech before Congress that'll take place tomorrow. Now, in June, Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries and all that, House Speaker Mike Johnson released a letter inviting Netanyahu to speak before a joint meeting of members of the United States House and Senate. So he's here on our invite. Nobody was there really to pick him up. Biden, no show, got the COVID. I don't know what why Kamala couldn't make it.
Yeah, yeah. You'd think she'd have some free time. She's not the president or nothing.
And you'd think for sure, well, how about the Secretary of State? I mean,
Yeah.
That's high enough level to show some level of respect, right? Hey, I'm sorry the president's sick, couldn't be here.
And a lot of times
that's almost tied up.
Yeah, that's,
but even he wasn't there?
That's bad.
Yeah, it is. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Aaron, what do you think?
Hey, Bob, good morning. I just wanted to go back to the AI-generated voice. AI can generate voices. Actually, if you go on like YouTube or anything that research AI-generated commercials, you'll be shocked with what you find, what you can generate with that with. So I'm kind of surprised that Joe didn't do like a speech when he dropped out to alert the American people, but that's kind of awkward.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of question that as well.
Yeah, it is interesting. He definitely didn't do what would typically be done.
No.
And most of that would be either a press conference or even a videotape. If he videotaped it to make sure that, you know, it was nice and concise and had to edit it together, okay, whatever. But put that out. But he put something out, and it wasn't even on, you know, White House stationery.
It was like on his personal stationery.
The signature has been questioned. It had an underline, and apparently he doesn't underline his signature.
I actually watched a couple of things on that. One that's a body language and writing expert that I watch but on a pretty regular basis. And
wow, you have an exciting life.
Well, I do. Well, it's something that interests me. And he dug it. He dug out, like, over the years, even showing, like, in a 10, 15-year span, Biden's signature did not change very much at all. Very slightly. And the same features were there each time that weren't in this one, even comparing it to one from just a few months ago.
Wow. And you just saw that, on a
yesterday.
YouTube thing?
Yeah.
And again, you know, can we follow all these, you know, little trails and rabbit holes and follow all those all the time? No, but when you add it all together, like the signature doesn't look great. It wasn't on White House stationery. He didn't do anything via video.
It's odd.
Yes, it is very odd.
Now, there are people there. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, there are presidents whose secretaries have had authorization. They can sign their signature. Things have been like that in the past. So it's not unusual.
It's unusual when it is
dead.
When it's of that magnitude, you're saying that who was the front runner and the incumbent is not going to run. I mean, look, I was too young to, you know, the brouhaha when LBJ said he wasn't going to run again.
Right.
I was just too young to digest that. But apparently this, it's a big deal.
This isn't signing a note to some kid or something like that, right?
Right, right.
Yeah,
you're not sending a note, even if it was like, you know, to somebody in Congress or Senate, mm-hmm. hey, the president would like to see you or like to commend you or something, a quick note.
Right.
But no, that was the announcement that he's going to step aside. It does. It causes for speculation. And, of course, that void has to be filled with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the void's filled with the truth, and sometimes it's filled with you know, storyland. All right, so you got that going on. Apparently, Nancy Pelosi had a little talk with him and may have helped to ease the transition.
Joe, I got to talk to you. You know, you've been good for the party. You've been very good, Joe. You did your part. You did your role. I'm here to give you a special kiss.
Thanks, Nancy. You got lipstick all over my chin there. Listen, we can do this the easy way. Or we can do this the hard way.
Oh.
Feels like, is the easy way, does it include ice cream? When she answered in the affirmative, the deal was done. It is 6:57. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy on 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.